Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo. We're about drafts. We're about prospects. We're about the future. Don't forget to like us and get us wherever you get your podcasts. The Tigers right now are in a crisis mode. I know it's early in the season and all these different things, but actually in a crisis mode. Because there are different points of the year in which it can get away. And the Tigers have been so inept offensively. And played a little bit of kickball there in addition to it, that they're absolutely wasting some of the best pitching in baseball, and certainly the best pitching they've had in a long time. And I feel that it begins and ends with releasing Javi Baez, designating him for assignment, putting him through waivers, and moving on from him. The reason I say that is the guy absolutely can't hit. I don't think there's a reclamation project there that's going to happen in Detroit anyway, where he's going to get better. And I get it, man. They owe him a ton of money. We're talking $90 million plus. But the bottom line about it is it's sending out a message, I think, pretty much through that team that there's no accountability, because there has been no accountability for Javi Baez. And I've seen enough, and I know he got a little flip hit in the ninth inning today. But he's got one home run. His OPS is below 500. And the Tigers can justify keeping him on the team simply because, hey, they don't have another shortstop to put in. And quite frankly, they don't. But it's on Scott Harris, all right? Their general manager, he's their president of baseball operations, and Greenberg, their general manager, to find a player now on another team and another organization that can come in, play at least replacement level defense, and hit a little bit better than Javi Baez. Because watching those at-bats, seeing it over and over again, it just sent the wrong message. And there is a time where you have to cut your losses. And it's true, Javi Baez will probably be picked up by somebody. The Tigers will pay the bulk of his contract. The team that picks him up will only pay the minimum salary. And he could all of a sudden start hitting. You never know in that game. And he needs a change of scenery, and it may help him. But this is the equivalency of banging your head against the wall. And it sends a wrong message. It sends a wrong message to the team. It sends a wrong message to the fan base. It sends a wrong message to a lot of people. To continue playing Javi Baez every day and expecting a different result. And I'm not saying it's going to cure all the Tigers' ills, but it isn't what I thought it would have been you know, say a month ago, cutting your nose off to spite your face because he does provide something defensively. But even there, he's a bit spotty. And the base running gaff he had last week, you know, to me, it's starting to look like the final straw. And I think there's a lot of folks looking at it and saying to themselves, it's time here. All right? You cannot do that. You cannot put a player on the field that limited in his production with virtually no hope of him turning it around. The idea that all of a sudden he's going to start to hit right now is ridiculous. So you have to take a break from that. And that is going out because you don't have anybody and finding a player that can at least play replacement level shortstop defensively to protect your pitching staff. And I guarantee you that player is not going to hit worse than Javi Baez. You can make trades in May. There's no law against it. You don't have to wait until the trade deadline. You have a huge staff in your front office that should be scouring players, not only at the major league level, but also players that may be blocked because there are players ahead of them and they can't get in there who can field at a major league level defensively and certainly hit better than that. And it also sends a message to your organization and to your fans that you cannot tolerate that. When you've got a player who's a veteran player, who's been a World Series champion, and he's playing like that, it's like, hey, you know what? That's your highest player. That's supposed to be your leader. That's whatever. Unfortunately, it appears that he's led them in the wrong direction. So it's time. And I don't, Navigado's their shortstop at AAA. He's not a major league player. Gage Workman's played some short at AA and he's hit some, but he's not that good. You know, these other players like Buddy Kennedy and all that, they can't play. McKinstry at shortstop, you know, he's not going to provide you much defense, quite frankly, there. You know, I know Wenzel Perez came up as a shortstop, but they moved him to different positions for a reason, and he might have outgrown the position compared to when he was a younger player. So they don't have a replacement. Trey Cruz is awful at AA in terms of his hitting. So you're looking for minor league options. You're waiting for Kreidler to come back, and then all of a sudden he's going to come to the rescue. He hasn't been playing because he's been hurt. And quite frankly, he's a 4A player, I feel. You can't hit left-handed or right-handed pitching. But you cannot have this go on forever. And this has gotten to the point, if you couple this with the whole thing with the Bally's TV and all the different things, this is a crisis point for the Tigers. It's not, hey, man, they're never going to come back from it or whatever. But they're basically throwing away their season right now. And it calls for a drastic move to send a message to the world that it's unacceptable. And if you got to take a bite out, you know, on the Javi Baez deal and cut your losses, do it. And as far as all the people who are barking dogs and everything, that's why you don't go out and sign players to major contracts where they have the only leverage. You have to be careful with that. So, you know, talking out of both sides of your mouth all the time, on one hand, complaining they don't spend money, and then complaining about Javi Baez doesn't make a lot of sense. And I've said that over and over again. But the one thing I agree with everybody on is this town has to stop accepting the Tigers on a day-to-day basis, providing us with what they've done the last couple nights, which is nothing offensively and wasting utterly wonderful pitching performances. This team should be contending now. And it's up to the GM or the president of baseball operations, both of them, to come up with an answer. Now, this is where they're being tested. Dave Dombrowski, he would have figured out something. He would have tried. Bill LaJoy, he would have tried. They both made a lot of trades. Some of them worked out, some of them didn't, but they just didn't accept that. And it's time to move on from Javi Baez. That was a disaster. Cut your losses. Learn from it. Till next time, we'll talk to you.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.